It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and big news on the Alex Jones today. The I may run for president, Chuck Norris comment, but we're going to go deep and analyze the whole Glenn Beck clip. It sounded like he was saying it a little bit in jest, but he did say some pretty important things. And, you know, Chuck's pretty awake. You know, Glenn Beck, disingenuous douchebag, but Chuck, pretty awake, you know? I mean, I'm hoping that that Chuck furthers the message. I mean, he speaks out against the IRS in this. You know, Glenn Beck just makes me so sick every time I listen to him. I mean, he's so disingenuous. And he really is acting like he's the new hero of the little guy. Well, I mean, well, let's be real. The real heroes were named in this MIAC document I went crazy about yesterday. And if you went over to theinfowarrior.com, my little blog spot, over at the InfoWars Network, you could have read this. And if you didn't, hopefully you're watching the show, you get another chance. I do post there every day. The document below, and can we bring it up on screen for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers there? The document below is part of a program the Missouri Information Analysis Center, MIAC, and other agencies around the country have put into place in order to demonize and criminalize people who support the Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, Libertarians, Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr. Bob freaking Barr. Are you kidding me? He may be okay on some issues, but he's as soft as a marshmallow on any issue that is hardcore. Of course, the establishment intends to continue to go directly after Ron Paul, a Republican member of Congress for many years, a hero to many. A man who, after a very successful run for the presidency, woke up millions to the reality of the Federal Reserve and the truth about our current economic situation. A man who predicted this economic collapse. A man that the establishment dislikes. Finally, let's highlight the outright disgusting nature of this one page of a very dangerous and serious piece of propaganda dispersed across our nation to our law enforcement officers and intelligence operatives. You may now be a terrorist if you have one of the several American flag bumper stickers pictured below. Is this still America? I mean, that's just insane. Also notice that you can no longer refer to the New World Order in a derogatory manner. You see, now that the New World Order exists, it was in Time Magazine after all, and again more recently here, I give you the two links. You can't speak out against it. I propose we start making a new bumper sticker with slogans like, Up with the New World Order, with a subline, We love our servitude, and Chip the world, make it a better place. And then I just tell you, you can go get a more extensive article with Kurt Nemo and others. It's just absolutely insanity, folks. I also am going to get into a little climate change. We're going to have Luke Radowski on in the top of the second hour. And like I said, when we come back, we're going to run through the Glenn Beck clip. We'll probably be taking your calls at the 20 and 30 aftermarks. You know, Beck is just, I know I've been harping on him lately, but that's because a lot of people are starting to listen to him more and more because they think he's telling the truth. This guy is just, he's as establishment as like a Limbaugh. They're being forced to tell you some of the truth about the economic collapse, and I don't understand. I don't understand how people can even side with this guy. He looks so phony. I mean, it's, oh man, I just, oh, God almighty. Help us all, please. So people now think, because Glenn Beck's talking about a global government. I mean, what are they supposed to do? It's in Time Magazine. It's in Newsweek. It says we're all socialists now. We're all going to come together. It doesn't matter. Global government's here. And he's going to act like he's against it. He's helping bring it in. He says there's going to be two choices. That's what they want you to think, that there's two choices. There's a lot more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, Glenn Beck, Chuck Norris, after this.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah.
He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
If we were all like Chuck Norris and we could just kick tyranny in the throat with a roundhouse of justice. Well, that's what he's trying to do right now. And Glenn Beck, that disingenuous radio/TV show host, I guess, you know, he has to use whatever venue is out there to reach people. But don't fall for the snake, Chuck. Don't do it. All right, let's bring it up. And I'm probably going to be stopping it a lot because Glenn Beck angered me greatly in this clip. And he, again, he's the scum of the earth. I don't care for him. I really don't like him at all. Oh, my God. All right. Let's play.
Yeah. Somebody asked me this morning. They said, you really believe that there's going to be trouble in the future. I said, if this country starts to spiral out of control and...
all right. Just stop it right there. Stop it right there. Trouble in the future, the trouble is here. Hey, there are people losing their house. A lot of people losing their jobs. The people keeping their jobs aren't keeping their benefits. What are you talking about? It has spiraled out of control for the common guy, Beck. You sicken me. All right. Keep it going.
Really starts to spiral out of control before America allows a country to become a totalitarian country, which it would have under, I think, the Republicans as well in this.
Stop it, because he's about to say, it would under the Republicans as well, but a little slower. What are you talking about? All right, I got to back off the mic, because I can already hear myself going a little crazy. All right, what are you talking about a little slower? We just got the quote-unquote Democrats in, okay? This is the first Democratic administration. When they brought the Democrats into Congress, it just extended the executive powers. They didn't do anything. So what are you talking about, Glenn Beck? the Republicans would have done this too. They did it. They worked together. It's professional wrestling. It is literally professional wrestling, folks. Republicans and Democrats are paid by the same exact people. I can't even help but freak out. Would have brought it in slower. Who passed the Patriot Act? One, two, parts of three. Military Commissions Act. I know I bring it up all the time, but it's out of control. Who really built the infrastructure to end posse comitatus? It's not just the administration coming in that are selling the ideas to the people and furthering the agenda. They would have brought us into it. I'm an independent. Again, the only person that has been genuine about this is Dobbs. Dobbs has reported on both of them. He knows they're glad-handing. He knows they're owned by the same corporate structure. All right, let's keep going.
Situation. They were taking us to the same place, just slower. Americans will, they won't stand for it. There will be parts of the country that will rise up. And they said, where's that going to come from? And I said, Texas. It's going to come from Texas. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that, Chuck, or
oh,
not?
Yeah. You know, Texas is a republic. You know,
it was a country before it was a state.
Yeah, we could break off from the Union if we wanted to.
You do. You call me.
Stop.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Stop. Listen, Glenn Beck's not moving to Texas no matter what. Let me promise you that, okay? There's not enough fascism in Texas for Glenn Beck, okay? There's not nearly enough fascism for, I mean, maybe he'll get a summer home as a stunt, but listen, Glenn Beck is as establishment as it gets. Seriously. Look, all right, there's a Democrat in power, so somebody on Fox News has to use some semi-legitimate talking points, but they have to frame it up in a left-right paradigm like he's doing now. Okay? That's what's going on here. I'm gonna move to Texas. I don't mind a Lone Star. I'm Glenn Beck. Yeah. Okay, Glenn. Please. Chuck, keep doing your thing. Let's go.
A union if we wanted to.
You do. You call me.
Yeah.
Seriously, you do. I don't mind having that Lone Star on my flag. I really don't mind it. I've been out with a seam ripper and looking at my flag going, I don't know, California could go.
I may run for president of Texas.
I hope you do,
right,
Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, I just wanted to touch on one other thing. Are you having a bunch of friends over to your house for the March 13th?
Yeah, for the 13th, yeah. We're going to be, yeah, I got a whole group of, a lot of the law enforcement here and the local area are going to be here, and a lot of our family and friends are all going to be in our big room here to watch it. I'm dying to find out what it is. You know, I'm dying to find out what you're going to say.
Well.
But you know, the thing is, Glenn, we talked on your television show the other night, you know, the thing that I am most passionate about, and that is our tax system. You know, with our taxes in America, with our income tax, employment tax, capital gains, estate, property, corporate, Social Security, we are being taxed to death in our country. And we've got to.
Haven't seen anything.
And with these desperate times right now, we've got to take some positive, desperate measures. And I really believe that if we could get the people behind us and say enough is enough, we need to eliminate the IRS, which is a bloated bureaucracy with has a tax code of 66,498 pages. You know, if we could eliminate that there and get a fair tax going where it's a consumption tax, we could bring the 3 million manufacturing jobs that are being outsourced to other countries back into our economy, and the $13 trillion that the super rich are hiding in offshore banks that we know of, probably much more than that.
He knows about the super rich and their offshore banks and the IRS scam. Glenn, you'd probably better end the interview.
Boost without worrying about the IRS. This would be a great solution to the economic downturn that we have right now, Glenn.
Look, your time is coming, Chuck, because there's going to be two solutions that are going to be presented here, and I think soon. I mean, this can't last much longer. The way the rest of the world, it is going to start to come apart, it seems, and then people are going to be faced with a choice. Are they going to fix it locally? Are they going to become more like our founding, or are we going to become a global?
All right, stop it. A global society, a global government. See, he's telling you the truth. See, we would have to fix it locally, but he knows that most people aren't going to do it. We would have to start it with states' rights and that sort of thing. See, he acts like he's behind sovereignty or whatever. But then he says, I don't know if these FEMA camps are real and these 9/11 truthers need to be, you know, treated as terrorists because that's what they are. And then he tells you the truth. We do need to fix it from within, okay? But locally, the way he's sounding, he's not for that. He's totally full of it. We need to fix it by, you know, these sovereignty bills. They're great. We need to get behind people like Chuck Norris. And Chuck Norris is about to reveal another little truth. But he acts like that's it, or global government. Well, global government is here, and he's not helping to fight it. He had Saakashvili on, and Saakashvili's totally New World Order. All right, let's continue with it.
Rest of the world. It's only going to go one of two ways. Prime Minister Blair is in town, and he's talking about...
Stop it. Prime Minister Blair? Can you talk about just more of an overpaid, pompous jackass than Glenn Beck? He doesn't even know who these globalists... He reads talking points they tell him about. He doesn't even know who the main globalist, a.k.a. Prime Minister over in the U.K. is right now. Gordon Brown has been around for a while now. He looks much frumpier than Tony Blair ever did. Tony Blair had that kind of athletic, thin look and used to be in a rock band. And, you know, there he is. There's my man Gordon. He really looks like an elf. I don't know. Like, I could see him in all green by Santa's side, couldn't you? Anyway, Gordon Brown, Mr. Beck, Gordon Brown is the one who's been calling for a new world order all over the place. His predecessor, Tony Blair, yes, he called for the New World Order several times as well. But let's keep up to date. This is now Gordon Brown's idea, and he wants a global New Deal. You see, when Tarpley was around saying that they were going to introduce a global New Deal, he was saying Obama and his administration are going to do it. Now, they were a little bit slicker than that. They said, hey, Browntown, listen, what we need you to do is offer a global New Deal, and then the Obama administration will have to pick up on it as the economy worsens. And we'll just adopt the phrase anyway, and, you know, people probably get behind that. Okay. It's Gordon Brown, not Tony Blair. Okay, keep playing it.
World, it's only going to go one of two ways. Prime Minister Blair is in town, and he's talking about a global New Deal. And,
yeah,
you know, it looks like the government is going to go that way, but when it starts to unravel, you're going to have a resetting.
Well, you know,
an opportunity to reset.
Yeah, I have to tell you a story. Do you have a moment, Glenn?
How long do I have? I've got one minute.
Well, this is a story about a man who came to me 7 years ago from Australia, a guy named Peter Daniels. And he came to visit. He's on a tour here in the country, and he came to our home. He says, we're going to have a global meltdown within the next few years. I have sold all my companies in Australia, and I have bought a gold bank in Switzerland. And he says, I am focusing strictly on gold. And he says, I would really recommend that you all consider buying into the gold bank with me, because it's going to be real bad here in the next few years. So I go to my business advisors here in Houston, Texas, and they say, oh, no, that's not going to happen. You know, don't worry about it. So I don't do it.
Chuck, you should have listened. You gotta get on that gold market, my friend. I mean, I hope Chuck Norris does, quote unquote, run for the presidency of Texas. But what I hope he does even further than that is that I hope that he's serious about this state sovereignty and he gets behind one of those bills. And I think he needs to be a lot more vocal about the fact that the IRS needs to go. And he needs to join forces with that terrorist, that militia member, apparently, Ron Paul, and bring it to the public. Black belt patriotism. I wish I had a black belt, but I don't. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take your calls. It's theinfowarrior.com after this.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
the Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. As I promised before, we're going to take your calls. We're going to go to Phil, Seth, Josh, Richard, and others. Let's take our first one. Let's go to Phil in New York. Phil, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
Man, I just missed meeting you on 9/11 this year at Ground Zero.
Oh, that's
too bad. I must have missed you by about an hour. Yeah. So I wanted to talk about, I just got the Obama Deception. I'm a Prison Planet TV subscriber. Great
Killer.
Film.
Awesome.
Absolutely awesome. But you know what? It made me think of something today about, do you remember those Washington Mutual commercials?
You mean the WAMU commercials?
Yeah, yeah.
The one where it was like the black guy who was walking around and he was like, we're doing things different than what the other bankers are. Free checking.
Do you notice it's the same deception? It's, you know, they had this nice clean cut black guy as the people's representative for the People's Bank. And then what happened? Now who owns WAMU?
JP it's Morgan. Chase Man. Yeah, it's Chase Manhattan bought it up. So, yeah.
So, you know, it's now it's sold out to the New World Order. It's, you know.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. These little banks are often scams, and when they're not, they wise up and they give the TARP money back. But it doesn't matter. They're trying to form a world bank right now. They're also trying to form a world banking system where the most corporate of the banks, the most powerful of the banks, will actually sit at the heads of them and then squeeze out the little guys. So the WAMU scam was just to get a lot of young people to open checking accounts that wouldn't have normally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, you know, my girlfriend got a Washington Mutual account because, you know, she thought, oh, look, this is, you know, a great bank. It's for the people. And then, you know, she got a letter not long ago, and now they're owned by Chase, you know, J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, big, big shocker there, man. Well, it's just a way of the world, I guess. I guess we're just going to be swallowed up by these bankers unless people wake up, but I don't think they're waking up. Hopefully this Obama deception helps a lot of people out. It's a very nonpartisan film. It goes after Bush right in the beginning and says this is really just an extension of the same thing. So, you know, what was your favorite part of the movie?
Well, that's what I liked about it the most was the way it was put together, because it's, like you said, it's nonpartisan and, it's a lot of, it doesn't just cover Obama. It covers a lot of things. It goes right into the Bilderberg Group and, you know, mm-hmm. how Wall Street owns everything. And I think that's important to wake a lot of people up out of the left-right paradigm.
Absolutely. Yo, thank you so much for the call, Phil. See, you got to understand, you got to show who the backers of Obama and the current administration are and who these people take orders from. And a lot of people still don't know about the Bilderberg Group. They don't understand what it is, but when they see it on film, they see a Bernanke coming out of there, they see a Rockefeller, they even see a Pataki sitting there, they see a Queen Beatrix, you know. Is that what's going on? Wow. Things start popping in your head. I mean, when you figure it out, when you see that Obama and Hillary disappear into the same secret meeting at the same time the big Bilderberg secret meeting is taking place. I mean, come on. And then they lie about where they're going. It really does set off sparks in your noggin. All right, let's go to Seth in New York. Seth, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, what's up? Yeah, and have you ever noticed what the Chase logo looks like?
I'm sure what's that? It's got the O. But it's got, let me see, it's got the O and it's broken into four parts, right?
It's off O. It's an octagon. But
okay.
If you look at the negative space inside of that octagon, it's in the form, well, actually the separate blocks are a form of stylized swastika.
And yeah, that does make sense.
If you also look at the General Electric logo, that is also, if you take out the script GE that's in the center,
mm-hmm.
Then, and you look at the black spot, that shape is also a stylized swastika. And you can also go back into both of those companies' histories and trace their Nazi heritage.
Well, but yeah, they're Nazis. There's no doubt about it. Go ahead, man.
I'm not saying anybody's a Nazi now.
I agree, man. I understand all those companies did business with the Nazis. They benefited from the Nazis. I mean, the Carnegie Institute funded the Nazis on their little eugenics program. So they're all dirty. I totally agree. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's like they just show it to you right in front of your face. Anyway, I came upon a curious thing the other day. Oh, I called you a couple days ago about Lenin Honor Films.
I remember. I think I remember that call. Hold over, man. We're about to hit the break. We're going to continue to take your calls. We're going to do a news blitz at the end of the hour. And then we're going to have Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org on. We're going to go over, I believe, his Charlie Rose and David Patterson confrontations, as well as Luke on the Street. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make a cry to all those who lie here, know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again.
All right, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And I just want to remind everybody, the Obama Deception is out in high quality over at PrisonPlanet.tv. And, of course, you can probably see it over at YouTube and Google if you need to right now. But we hope that you do get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can watch me for 3 hours every night from 9 to midnight Central Time. And, of course, Alex Jones does 2 hours of live PrisonPlanet.tv every day and 4 hours of radio. All right, let's go back to Seth in New York. Seth, you there?
Hey.
Yes.
Am I still here?
You are still here.
Oh, okay. I came across this one technique in to spread the info war, and I can't say that I have done it myself, or else I'd be incriminating myself, but on the back of the $1 bill, you have the great seal of the Illuminati, and then on the right-hand side, you have the United States seal. So somebody somewhere got the bright idea of writing in the margins along the top, wake up for the New World Order, New World Order capitalized, and along the bottom, it says www.prisonplanet.com. info.
I've seen a lot of people do that with the, I see the prison plan. Some people actually have stampers. I are you on a speakerphone? I gotta let you go, man. There's like a wicked echo on that phone. That was kind of terrible for radio and TV. But yeah, no, that's a, you know what? Come and get me. Oh no, I wrote on my dollar bill. You know, these guys printed out of nowhere. But I've seen people do the loose change stamps, the prison plan stamps, the Infowars.com stamps. You know, they're all over the place. Money circulates. People pay attention. One of my favorites is the old Barsky and Hutch bathroom wall, truck stops. You know, just get creative out there, you know. Get a bunch of bumper stickers. I mean, New York City, I see plastered with bumper stickers on a lot of the phone poles and all that other stuff. God forbid you try to spread the truth like that way. It's guerrilla info warrior tactics. Tactics, huh? All right. Let's go to Josh in New Jersey. What's on your mind, Josh?
What's going on, Jason?
I how
just
want
to, you know, say how much I love the Obama deception video. That was very good information. I got to say that my favorite part is when they actually list the high-profile members of Obama's cabinet and, like, what, 90% of them are all on all three groups, the CFR, Trilateral, and Bilderberg. And
yep.
I think that's got to be a wake-up. I mean, if anybody who sees this has to realize, like, these guys are all playing for a different team, not the American, not for us. They're playing for that team, those three. You know, what's their agenda? That's what the question you have to ask yourself. What are these groups' agenda? And this has to wake people up. I can't see people seeing this information and not snapping out of it.
You know, well, I hope you're correct. I mean, there are some pretty big zombies out there, but I think that the majority of people that watch this are going to snap out of it and be like, geez, why don't I know more about these organizations, especially, you know, the Bilderberg Group. You know, you never hear about that. You do hear about the Trilats every once in a while. You do hear about the CFR. But let's be honest. It's public. Anybody that's doing their homework, it's about globalism. It's about a one world order. It's about this unification of governments and nations worldwide into this one amalgamated one world order where we pay carbon taxes to our glorious gods, the elite. That's what they want. They don't want good times for you and me. I hope this wakes some people up so that we can get this guy out of office soon enough. And let's take our country back. Let's get behind Ron Paul, who is considered a terrorist in this document we went over yesterday. It's just unbelievable. And maybe Chuck Norris can run for president of the United States. If he wises up a little more, wouldn't it be great if Chuck Norris gets in and it's just like, the IRS is over?
That would be great if he just gave somebody, like Obama, a karate chop to the neck or something.
Set him up. You know what? You gotta watch that. You better watch it. Secret Service will be on you. You can't even joke about giving Obama a roundhouse Chuck Norris-style backfist, because that's not, you just can't do that, my friend. Hey, I thank you for the call. We're gonna go to, Richard in New York. Richard, what's on your mind?
Jason Bermers, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Listen, I listened to you guys most of the day today,
mm-hmm.
and I know Alex went overtime.
Yes, he did.
On the issue of Norris there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple comments on that. I think that, you know, what they're trying to do, you know, Glenn Beck, in particular,
mm-hmm.
He's trying to spin this thing sideways here. I think if you read and listen to what he's been telling people, you know, he's trying to make these community groups, which he's had, you know, for the past few weeks, these little groups, you know, and now he's calling them cells, as if they're terrorist cells. You know, I mean, these are groups of people around this country that have gathered themselves to listen to him and watch his program. You know, this is total propaganda, as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. I think he's also setting up a lot of good-meaning, well-meaning people that don't know any better, and
absolutely.
He's setting them up as targets. You know, for when they do send people to camps, they say, well, these people, you know, fell for the Beck, and he was telling some of the truth, so, you know, they're marked men.
And when you combine this, Jason, with what Alex has revealed from the state police documents that have been submitted to them about who is a cell or who, you know, to be identified with those particular, you know, things. I mean, I have a Gadsden flag flying outside of my house right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, does that mean I'm a terrorist?
Apparently, with this document, that's I'm telling you the truth. Apparently, yes. I listen when they're naming Bob Barr, who is just extremely softball. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not a terrorist.
I know you're not,
you know,
and I know
I'm
that
American.
I'm not. But
I'm
you know what?
American.
What are we going
to
do?
But you know why I fly that flag outside my house? It's to remind people that something is wrong with this country, and to have that Revolutionary War flag outside my house, I have people asking me, why are you flying that flag? What is it? Now, I shouldn't have people asking me those questions.
But, hey, you know what? There's fluoride in the water. There's mercury in tuna. I mean,
yeah, but you know what? Most of us are farmers, and a lot of these guys are former sheriffs around here. And I'll tell you what, that flag flying around my house sends a message, and it doesn't send the message that I'm a terrorist. It sends the message that, listen, something is wrong with the country that I love, and I'm going to stand my ground.
Well, God bless you, man. I hope you do and others do. Let's go to the next caller. Let's jump to Eric in Pennsylvania. Thank you for the call, by the way, Richard. Eric, what's on your mind?
Oh, Jason, what's on my mind? How much time do we have?
You got a couple minutes. I'll give you 120 seconds. Go for it.
All right. First of all, this is kind of relevant to the whole New World Order thing. It's child support.
Okay.
And basically, I'm a month and a half behind on my child support.
Uh-huh.
So now I got a letter, petition for contempt. Right. I have to go to court. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days later, what do I get? I get this nice little notice. Notice of freezing /seizing of assets. Jason, I want to tell you this law. Okay. As required by federal law, 42 United States Code, section 666.
Mm-hmm.
It basically says that if you owe any child support or a financial institution, they can seize your bank account.
Yeah, it's the same if you owe money on student loans or any of that. If they really want to come after you, they will, and they often come after you more on child support because of your vindictive ex girlfriend or wife. You know, I mean, if they file the paperwork, she didn't do it. She really didn't report you. Really?
No, I am not lying to you. The county did this all on their own.
Really?
The county did this all on their own.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. All right, go ahead.
Now, I just want to say I'm actually very upset. I had no idea that Chuck Baldwin was a terrorist.
Yeah, who knew? Chuck Baldwin was a terrorist. Listen, send that information over to Aaron at Infowars.com. If you got any documentation.
I'm going to send it to you on MySpace, Jason. I like dealing with you on MySpace, buddy. You're doing a great job. We're all very, very proud of you, by the way. The world order.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right, let's go to Joe in Nebraska. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, what's up, man?
You know, just doing a little radio show.
I hear you, man. Hey, I just want to bring up with the shooting in Alabama and how, supposedly mind control and all that. Mr. Michael Aquino, Lieutenant Colonel from the Air Force, who actually founded the Temple of Set, which is, I'm not sure if people are familiar, but it's, it's basically an offshoot of the Temple of Satan.
Yeah, it's Bad News Brown. It's one of those little occultic clubs that the elite like to join.
Absolutely. And he actually was involved with a few things with the Presidio Child Care, and, of course, Franklin I talked about earlier, and with the PSYOPs program he runs in, actually, Presidio, with the Manchurian Candidate kind of deal with a guy in Alabama, And, Alex was saying the other day that he was mentioning a couple weeks ago about how there's going to be more shootings. Kind of on this MO, I guess you'd say, and it's
interesting,
is
odd that it's starting to happen. You know what I mean? Not only there, but now over in Germany as well. And I haven't really kept up on this Alabama shooting. I've noticed that the police are saying they have they found some documentation and these lists, and this is who he wanted to kill and why he wanted to kill him. So I'm definitely going to keep my eye on it. You know, Jones is predicting that this guy was on some kind of psychotropic drugs, and that's probably the case. I mean, I would be surprised if it was otherwise, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Hey, with the Manchurian Candidate, I kind of have an update. Maybe if they want to remake a new one, the Babylonian Candidate.
Yeah, the and how would that one work?
Oh, just from Korea over to Babylon, which is totally Iraq, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for the call, my man. All right, let's go to Ryan in New York. Ryan, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
I want to make a point about the shootings in Alabama. I read an AP article today where it said he was apparently very depressed.
Okay, so you think he's seen somebody about that, or did they mention whether or not he was on any medication? They just said he was suffering from depression?
They didn't mention anything yet because it's a brand new development, but
mm-hmm.
I think, like Alex said, it's a big possibility that he was on some sort of like Prozac type of drug, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's usually the case with these killings, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, no, it's the MO almost every time.
And I have another point. I like to wear my Investigate 9/11 sweatshirt to school a lot.
Yep.
A lot of my teachers are still drinking the Kool-Aid, you know?
Absolutely.
I have this one teacher, history teacher, that is just completely, I've given him Loose Change Final Cut twice.
Okay.
And I ask him if he watches it 2 months later, and he just said he just loses every time, so I just gave up. But,
give him a Fabled Enemies, you know, be like, look, you know, this has got the vice president in it. This has got Bo Dietl in it. This has got the former head of the Visa Department in it. This doesn't talk about, you know, controlled demolition or what hit the Pentagon. Yeah. Just give it a chance. Open his eyes with something, maybe something more he can relate to.
That's a possibility, but I think that if you're not going to acknowledge, like, Building 7 coming down, I don't think you can be able to, like, sit through, like, a two-hour movie on intelligence.
But you know what? Yeah, but at the very end, Building 7 gets in there, and maybe it's the hook, you know, the hook that brings them in once you already talk about the intelligence agencies, and then you show them how many were actually in Building 7 and then what happened to it. You never know, man. I've had some success with that film where, Loose Change films just didn't do it for people. They were shutting them off too much. You know, there were screenings that we used to do where, you know, older couples would just walk out during the Pentagon section. So you never know. Different strokes for different folks.
And has there been any development on the April Gallup lawsuit?
Not that I know of, but, I check into Blogger all the time, and that is a good question. I'll look into it. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Let's jump to Steve in New York. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I heard the show yesterday about the ADL thing with the police camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Correctional Officers Academy, and, I worked for Correctional Officers Academy in Long Island here.
Okay.
And they have ADL all over the place. They sponsor every gang sign. They have National Alliance on there. Every gang is sponsored by them. I just want to mention that first.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another point I have is I went to, Islands of Adventure in, Florida last year, and I got thumb scans going in through Islands of Adventure in Disney World, which is another interesting point.
Oh yeah, Disney World, they've been doing that now. I remember I was riding the bus, like, to work at 2004, and I'm telling these people, and I'm like, listen, they started in SeaWorld, now it's over in Disneyland. They need your biometric thumbprint. To enter, wait, for you to pay $75 to go into their park for the day, they need your biometric thumbprint. And most people are just like, you know what, I brought my kid this far, I'm doing it.
But the people I tell that I work with is, why'd you get the thumb scan for? And they say, because of terrorists. And I'm like, no, that's not the reason.
Where is this terrorist? Where? I mean, we've got these guys who supposedly just admitted to 9/11 again after 7+ years of torture. You know, give me 5 minutes in a room with them so I can figure out how they rigged up Building 7 with bombs and see if they even know what Building 7 is. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, you know, where's Osama bin Laden? We haven't seen, you know, Playboy on video for at least, what, a year and a half, maybe 2 years now? Where is this guy? I mean,
he's dead, Jason.
Yeah, that's more than, that's what adults think. That's what grown-ups think, is that the man is, you know, that's what people that aren't in a fetal position, you know, still sucking their thumb, watching, you know, DuckTales in the afternoon think, but.
What's the point here about the, after the thumb scan, we went to Shrek, the Shrek 3D ride or whatever it was.
Okay.
And we're locked in there, maybe like 500 people. I'm like, why'd they thumb scan me? Anyone could blow us up right now. I'm telling my wife that. I'm like, everyone could blow us up right now.
Exactly. Well, let's pray it never comes to that. I would hate to see false flag attacks in, you know, carnivals and theme parks and even stadiums. And that, I mean, that would be mass panic, especially if it was coordinated. I thank you for the call, my man. All right. We're about to go to break, so we'll come to your calls after this. We'll go to Mark, Skeeter, Dan, and bald eagles and more, I guess. We're just going to plow right through them. And then we have Luke Radowski at the top of the hour. We're going to be going through. Really, Luke lays it out. I mean, Luke puts it down. He says, look at how dumb the general population is down in New York City. And he is, I think he's right in Times Square while he's doing this. So people are so desperate to be on camera. They see somebody with a microphone and a camera. They scurry. Oh, my God. They'll answer anything with a smile. You ask them anything that requires the least bit of intelligence, it is like no man's land in there. But we've got a talking iPod shuffle. Thank the Lord. And by the way, we've also got cell phones on the way that are going to pay everything. You don't need your debit card, your credit card, your checkbook, cash. You can just be able to wave your little cell phone. New American Deals on the way. We'll cover it. After this, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
It is the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we have Luke Radowski coming up at the top of the hour. We're going to rush through your phone calls in this final segment. Let's go to, I believe we are on Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, what's on your mind?
Not a lot. How's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
Not bad. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Obama deception. Thought it was great. Obviously, I have the PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing the activism with that, getting out, handing out copies. I literally printed out hundreds of flyers for it today and went out and posted them up and left stacks, you know, places for people to grab. And I, you know, got permission from the businesses to do so that I was leaving them at, obviously. And one of the girls working at one of the local shops in the area was, you know, they have T-shirts and, I don't know, it's just like a little general store type thing. But they, I noticed they had Yes We Can shirts, and I was just like,
Oh my God.
It's, you know, I was like, oh, you have Yes We Can shirts on. And she was like, yeah, they're right over here. And I was like, no, you don't understand. I noticed you have them. I'm disappointed in you guys for carrying them. She was like, oh my God, really? And I was like, yeah, look, don't take this as an insult. It's just, you know, everybody thinks change is coming, and I really don't think it is. I just saw this new great
documentary. Where is this change? Where is it? Where's the change? Do you say that to him? Like, Yes We Can. What did we do? I always say, Yes We Can. Yeah. No, we didn't. We didn't do anything.
Right. And I began to, you know, explain exactly what hasn't changed. He's continuing the Patriot Act, he's continuing renditions, which, I mean, that actually really appalled me, is that he was continuing renditions. I was, really? Really, son? Come on now. The secret abduction and torture of possible terrorist suspects? You're going to kidnap these people secretly and then torture them. And 99% of them don't ever get charged with anything.
Ever.
I mean, yeah, right, ever. I mean, honestly, when's the last case that you know, went anywhere that came out of Guantanamo or anywhere else for that was legit? None.
Well, there's nothing that's legit, but what they like to do is, right, over the years, they like to parade out these, like it was 2 or 3 years ago when Khalid Sheikh Mohammed supposedly confessed finally, now it's like, now his partners are in.
Right.
Oh, my God. And we never see them on trial. We never even hear them in audio. We don't even. It's in the paper for a day. We're lucky to see a transcript. It's absolutely disgusting. What do you think the most powerful part of the Obama deception was?
I would say, as far as, I guess, powerful being that, it's probably gonna, you know, turn the most heads, if people aren't, you know, at least partially woken up yet, is, when it runs through, how all of the, elite, whether it be, you know, financiers, you know, brokers of that sort, or whether they're just, politicians, how they all pretty much belong to the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, and it just runs through a slew of like 15 or 20 of them. I thought that was great. So, I mean, I don't care who you are. You have to be a brain dead, completely willfully ignorant sheep to not at least check that out. If you hear that the most powerful people, you know, on the planet are meeting in secret, and that they belong, numerous amounts of them belong to the same secret groups, you gotta check that out. If you don't, I mean, you're just asking to be, you know, politically bulldozed.
Yeah, absolutely. People that have been in power for generations now, it's just unbelievable to me. But people are waking up over at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. This is the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this with Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
The top of the second hour, theinfowarrior.com. Remember, the Obama deception is out there. We've been taking your calls, and I think we've got a minute or so. Let's play that Luke Radowski We Are Change clip out on the streets of New York City. This is the youth. We're gonna play it for a little while and come into the next segment. Let's do it up.
Spears' ex-husband,
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
Kevin Federline.
K-Fed. The two teams that just played in the Super Bowl recently.
The Steelers and the Cardinals.
Steelers and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Alright. What is the Bill of Rights?
Oh, it's
The Bill of
Oh, I know what you're doing. I know what the Bill of Rights is. It's
What are the Bill of Rights?
I don't know.
Freedom of speech.
Oh, right? Wait.
And it's like, we learned it in politics, but I wasn't really listening.
What is the Bilderberg Group?
The what now?
No idea. Not a clue.
The what now?
Bilderberg Group?
Bilderberg Group, yeah.
Don't know anything about the Bilderberg Group.
The what?
The what?
Bilderberg!
The Bilderberg Group. Just...
Bilderberg?
No.
Wait, what is it?
The Bilderberg Group.
Bilderberg? No.
They build birds?
No, they don't build birds, no. The Bilderberg Group is a group of some of the most powerful people in the world in business, politics, media, some of the most wealthiest people. They gather once a year in a five-star hotel somewhere in the world, once in the United States and once somewhere else, and they actually get together and discuss foreign policy, and they change the direction of the world. Bill Clinton has been to the Bilderberg meetings, so has Hillary Clinton while she was running for president. Barack Obama has been there. And what they do is when they get together, they start discussing things, and it's in private. I think it's being guarded by a bunch of military. No one's allowed to report. The media is allowed in to discuss, but they're not allowed to report what comes out. And that's what really discusses our foreign policy. What do you guys think about that?
It's horrible.
I mean, how do you feel about these people behind closed doors meeting with media, corporations, banks, deciding policy in secret without even the mainstream media talking about it? How do you feel as citizens of, you know, of England about this?
Neglected.
I mean, that's awful.
Yeah.
No, I do think that's awful.
The bastards.
They should inform us, like, what's going on.
Because we actually have a right to now.
I mean, we chose him as our president. Well, not our president, no, but you chose him as your president.
Yeah, and what's
we
the point?
Know what
we watched
doing,
it on the BBC.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
What's the point in, like, what's the point in, like, you know, having rights and saying that you've got it's a free
what's
country?
What's the point in being pretty?
When it's like, well, let us know about stuff then.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Bilderberg Group?
Bilderberg is like it's like a worldwide organization, right, of really wealthy people. I used to read Spotlight newspaper.
Oh.
What's your opinion on the Bilderberg Group?
Oh, it definitely exists. Obviously, look at what's going on with ExxonMobil. I mean, they're record-breaking profits, and we're all
in
a recession. Yeah.
Do you think our president should be conferring with the Bilderberg Group when he makes his policies?
No, he shouldn't be, but, of course, it's all about money and making profit, right?
What do you think about Barack Obama?
Barack is the bomb. He is the number one.
Obama!
Barack Obama.
I love him.
He's lovely.
Can we
he's brilliant.
He's definitely he's the best
I want
to
engage
so
him.
He's sexy.
What policies do you like of Barack Obama?
All of them.
I like that he's going to try and start pulling troops out of Iraq.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because
yeah.
I'm not so good on, like, big on the whole Iraq thing.
What do you think about him taking the troops from Iraq and surging 30,000 troops into Afghanistan?
I think that's quite a cause, really.
Yeah.
You?
I'm kind of, I don't know.
What do you think about Barack Obama, his first days in office?
All right, we will come back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-884-1295. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-884-1295. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-884-1295. Again, 1-800-884-1295.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Burmis, and really just more gold from Luke Radowski. Had me in stitches. He's got a couple of new confrontations out there as well. We're trying to get a hold of him, but right now not being so successful. He told me he had jury duty this morning at 7 a.m. New York time. So if we don't get a hold of Luke, you know, what can we do? We can always play his clips. However, we can still take your phone calls. So let's go to, I believe it is pronounced Saitor in Indiana. Saitor, what's on your mind?
Burmis, what's going on?
Just trying to live my life, my man.
I hear you, man. I appreciate everything you're doing. Just want to throw some suggestions out there, you know, spread the info war. One thing I do, I got a couple routers with a pretty strong antenna on them, and I make my SSID, Infowars.com or Prison Planet. And, you know, so anybody that tries to get internet access anywhere, they pull up the wireless networks in the area, then they see Infowars that might spark them to, you know, lead them in that direction. And then, you know, there's also a thing called Bluetooth spammer you can get on your, on these smartphones. You can put a little message on there, and anytime anybody in your area has their Bluetooth connected, then it automatically send them a message and, you know, direct them to that. And, you know, just little different ways to, you know, spread the message and get people in that direction. And, you know, even though we're on an Operation InfoWar at all times, pretty much, we kind of need to make a, you know, just have like a Operation InfoWar day to where people go out and just kind of canvas everywhere with the InfoWars bumper stickers and different things, you know, just all over the country to,
you know what,
you know,
you're right,
hype
man.
It up more.
Why don't we do it on, you know what, why don't we just do it on the 4th of July this year? Why don't we make it our year? I don't think anyone of any significance has declared the 4th of July, the Declaration of Independence, their day. Why don't we make that the Info Warrior Day this year and do our best to get everybody to get either bumper stickers or make films or get out in the streets, all the We Are Changes, all the Truth Actions out there, all the 9/11 Truth groups, all the Patriot groups, all the anti-tax groups. July 4th. I think we can agree that our country really can't take another year or two of what's going down right now. We can't take another 651,000 job losses officially in the month of February, you know? And companies ain't doing no better.
Like, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a great idea because people just, everybody's like on the same page to some degree, but then there's these little differences everybody wants to bicker about, so it kind of separates them. And, you know, like Ron Paul did with, you know, the Independent Party, you know, he said, put all these differences aside. Here's the four issues that we all agree on. Focus on them. You know, if all these people just came together that are, you know, in different stages of the, you know, Patriot Liberty Truth Movement, then, you know, it would be, it'd just work out like a well-oiled machine and put all the differences aside. And, you know, I also just wanted to give a little update on like the police state in my area. You know, I live in like a, you know, small population town, about, you know, 300,000. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's crazy. There's like a few different gas station franchises which are now scanning IDs just to purchase cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
The tanning salons got the thumbprint scans. The police here, I mean, there's just the amount of police per person. We have the city police, then we have the county sheriff, then we also have the state police patrolling the highways. I mean, the ratio of the amount of police here is just a little crazy. And then also the commercials they run here for the anti, you know, meth, things like that, which are, you know, not good, but still just the whole promotion of what they're trying to do. And, you know, they got they've been having a lot of the DUI checkpoints here a lot.
Oh, they love those illegal checkpoints, man. They just, DWI checkpoints and DUI checkpoints. That's a minor thing. And I thank you for the call. I honestly was going through my town in New York a couple times this summer, and there were just cops in them. It wasn't even really a checkpoint. They were standing on the yellow lines, and they were slowing traffic down and checking everybody's registration. And if your registration was up or you didn't have a seatbelt on, they just pulled you over and ticketed you right there. It's just ridiculousness. But, you know, they'll tell you it's not really a checkpoint or you shouldn't have been breaking the law. You can't speak up. Well, I think they're just doing it for our protection. You know, those cops, they're just so great. I don't mind pulling over. They're keeping me safe from drunken drivers. We need to save the children. Okay. Is that what we're going to say when it's the military doing the checkpoints, asking us for our papers? Well, you know what? They got to save us from the terrorists. That's what they need to do. You don't understand, Jason. I have children. We need to make the world a better place. We need to stop. Friggin' Paul's killing me. How much does freedom cost? It's like $1.05, according to South Park. Is that it? What's $1.09? Oh, okay, my bad. All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Dan in Arkansas. Dan, what's on your mind?
Let's see, last time Alex said I was in Alabama. Actually, I'm in Alaska there, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Yeah,
not a problem, not a problem. You guys like sticking me everywhere but where I'm really at. But, hey, speaking of Alex, go to bed. Go spend some time with your kids or something. Get off the dang radio.
Yeah, he was supposed to come in tonight, but didn't. Hey, do you have your radio on? Can you turn it off?
No, man, I'm at work. I'm actually on base right now. I'm at work. I got people in the background talking. So I just wanted to let you know, and Alex, I'm sure he's listening, so the Obama deception is awesome. There isn't any one best part of it. It's all good. I've made 50 copies. I am passing it out to everybody. People are asking, hey, did you vote for Obama? Oh, yeah. I said, what are you thinking of? I don't know. Hey, check this out. You'll like it. What is it? Oh, it's nonpartisan. Just check it out. Oh, okay. So I just have Obama 08, kind of like a bait and switch on the front of it. Check it out. And then, bam, I get slammed with all that stuff. I'm also, tomorrow, I'm going to call this the people there at the MICA, this little report here, and I'm going to identify myself as being in the military and not really appreciating them sticking me in a class of terrorists, because last I checked, I'm in a constitutional party because I vowed to keep up, or to about to protect it. So,
Dan, great call. Thank you so much. I got to let you go because of the phone thing, but, yo, honestly, when they say that Ron Paul is an extremist or watch for him, again, the military donated to Ron Paul's campaign more than anybody else. They always try to hide that. No, the military backs Ron Paul, and I just can't believe they had the gall to put this thing together. If you watch America, Freedom, and Fascism and support his ideas, you're an extremist. Give me a break. It's just absolutely ridiculous. All right, let's go to Bald Eagles in New York. Bald Eagles, what's up?
Burmese Germis, what's going on, buddy, old pal? Hey,
how you doing, man?
I went to go see this movie, right? It's called The Watchmen. It's, it's doing okay in the theater, but more important, well, not more important, but important still. This there's a preview trailer for this film coming out from our old friend Quentin Tarantino entitled Inglourious Basterds, right?
Okay.
Taking place in occupied France, and this trailer just consists of a general, a platoon leader, what's his name, Brad Pitt, with a huge scar across his neck, and he's been given a motley crew of sorts of young people to basically make up this torture squadron, and that's what they're doing, is to take in the enemy combatants and torture them and use any technique possible, and in fact enjoy what you're doing, enjoy torturing these people, enjoy pulling out their teeth. And basically, I mean, he's being very descriptive. It's not a, it doesn't look to the imagination.
Well, you know what? It's actually a remake of The Dirty Dozen. And The Dirty Dozen back in the day was actually pretty raunchy. And because I had heard about this, I have not seen the preview for it. I'm looking forward to it. I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I got to let you go because I got Luke on the line finally. But, hey, I'll definitely check it out. I did know he was remaking The Dirty Dozen. It wouldn't surprise me if it was ultra violent. I mean, did you see Grindhouse? Terrible movie. Very violent. I mean, it was just not entertaining for 3 hours. And I usually love both Tarantino and Rodriguez's stuff. All right. Without further ado, we do have Luke Radowski on the line. Luke, how are you today, my friend?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I'm great, man. We're kicking butt and taking names.
Well, I just played your clip down in Times Square where you were talking to young people and older gentlemen alike about, who was Britney Spears' ex-husband? And everybody seemed to know that. They seemed to know every question under the sun that didn't really matter, who just played in the Super Bowl. And then you mentioned the Bill of Rights, and it was like a ghost town. And even more so when you talked about the Bilderberg Group. I got to tell you, it was a classic piece of cinema, my friend.
Hey, man, I'm editing video right now, and I had pictures of Rihanna. I had pictures of Octomom. And then I had pictures of Ben Bernanke and Thomas Jefferson. Did you know that nobody knew who Ben Bernanke and Thomas Jefferson were when they saw that picture? And every single person knew who Rihanna and Octomom was, for God's sakes. I mean, we're working on amazing videos here in New York City, and it's amazing talking to the people out there and kind of getting the pulse on America. And you can actually see what people are thinking and doing and you know, what mindset people are at. And you know, it's a great way to talk to people and at the same time educate them about the Obama deception that's going on in the world right now.
Did you get to see the Obama deception yet, Luke?
Oh, yeah, man, it came out yesterday. I got home late. I stayed up all night watching. It was pretty good. It was awesome. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, you know what? What really gets me is that, you know, first, it really tells you, hey, we've been no fan of the Bush administration. And then you look at the rest of it, and you just are seeing, you know, what Obama said, what he promised everybody, and then what's really going on behind the scenes, who his administration really takes orders from, what their agenda is, and their agenda is for this banker takeover that's going on right now. On top of that, their agenda is to stay into the Middle East and then bring more of a police state to America with this domestic police force. It's really a New World Order wet dream, is it not, Luke?
I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, we're here in New York City talking to people, and, you know, we're like, Obama's going to end the war. We love Obama. And then we educate them. 17,000 troops to Afghanistan, leaving 50,000 troops in Iraq, and they're like, man, he's a liar, and bleep, bleep, he's it, bleep, bleep, and they're cursing and they're pissed off.
Luke, we'll come back to you right after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $916.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $943.30, $471.65 for the half ounce, and $235.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $943.30, $471.65, and $235.82.
On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
Save the victory speeches for later. On fire.
Scandalous over at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Jaron's out for blood. He's really just looking to take me down. We're on the line with Luke Radowski, the founding father of WeAreChange.org. And how many chapters are you up to right now, Luke? I get emails constantly on my MySpace and my Facebook. Hey, I want to start a chapter of We Are Change. What do I do? And I always send them to WeAreChange.org and send them to you. I mean, seriously, you have chapters all around the world.
Man, I don't even know how many chapters I have. We have, last time it was 80 or 90 that I remember. I have so many projects. I'm so busy. I can't even keep track of all the people messaging me and all the people wanting to start a chapter. And that's why it's so amazing, because it's grassroots and it's unorganized. And it's people taking action all over the world and doing the right thing. And I love it. I love it. I love it. And I want to thank those guys. Thank all the chapters out there so much. I don't even know about these guys. These guys are rising up everywhere, and it's beautiful.
Well, you know what? I get it. I get the emails all the time. Why don't you just tell people how they start their own chapter of We Are Change, or organize with a chapter of We Are Change in their area?
Beautiful. You email Dan at WeAreChange.org. He is the main organizer. He's the one handling the emails for new chapters and people who want to join other chapters, that will send out information about where people could join their chapters in their local area. It's Dan, D-A-N, at WeAreChange.org, and we will send you back an email about what can you do, how can you participate, how could you get involved, and we're going to try to help you as much as we can. You know, we don't have much resources, but we do have, I've been doing this for about, 5.5 years now, so we have a lot of experience. We know how to do this cost-effectively, cheap, and in a smart way where people don't have to take their own money out their own pocket to make, beautiful things happen. So, again, email Dan at WeAreChange.org. Get involved. Be there. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
Well, Luke, you guys have done so much, and although I couldn't find the videos, you recently confronted not only Charlie Rose, but David Patterson. Charlie Rose for the second time. And a lot of people don't know this. Those who are familiar with Charlie Rose is a journalist. He's on PBS. He seems to be pretty balanced, but he gets the top-of-the-line guests. And often, his guests such as Kissinger or other power elites will openly discuss the New World Order with him. Brent Snowcroft, Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, this guy gets the most high-profile of characters. And he himself has attended Bilderberg meetings. And you confront him on this on several occasions, and he cowers like a scared animal, doesn't he, my friend?
Let me tell you this. Charlie Rose attended the 2008 Bilderberg meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, most likely with Barack Obama, with Bernanke, with Condoleezza Rice, with all of those crooks and scumbags. And I'm telling you, Charlie Rose is one of the most, how can I say this politely, one of the most, he was so scared when I asked him a simple question about what he did at Bilderberg. Oh my God! People have to see the video. People could. I actually started a live internet kind of like television show each Sunday, 3 p.m. and through 5 p.m. Eastern. It's on Mogulus, MOGULUS.com/ We Are Change Live. People go there right now, watch the stream, and I'm actually restreaming the confrontation with Charlie Rose and Governor Patterson. I asked Charlie Rose a question. The man walked away from me in a huge crowd of people shaking his hand and didn't say a word when I mentioned the Bilderberg Group. He then went upstairs. I went up through a second exit. I went upstairs where nobody was, and it was only me, him, and three other interns. I came up to him. I was like, Charlie Rose, What'd you do at the Bilderberg meeting? The dude started avoiding me immediately, running away from me in this hotel. The dude was running around, opening any doors he could find, trying to escape everywhere he could. He ran around in a huge circle around the elevators, came back the same exit he just came out of, and closed the door to make sure I don't get to him. He is such a coward. That's the word I was looking for. Such a coward. And you know they're doing something wrong, because I was super polite. I was so nice to the man. I shook his hand. I even told him I was a fan. I had to lie a little bit. I told him I'm a huge fan. I was shaking his hand. Then I asked him, what'd you do with the international elites in secret in Chantilly, Virginia in 2008 at the Bilderberg meeting? The man was speechless. He just ran away from me. I caught up with him again. He started running like a chicken with his head cut off. Just watch the video. Mogulus.com/ We Are Change Live. It's rebroadcasting right now. MOGULUS.com/ We Are Change Live. We're premiering new videos every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Robert Wynick's doing a show, 4 p.m. Eastern. I'm doing a show each Sunday. Join us there every Sunday.
All right, we'll be back with Luke Radowski after this and taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the drink flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the media these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents. And one of those insurgents is Luke Radowski, founding member of WeAreChange.org, and chapters have sprung up around the world, and really the global and political elite, the financial elite, can no longer just sit back and, you know, think that they're not going to be confronted on their lies and their tyranny, because there are citizen activist groups just like We Are Change. I was kind of surprised that they weren't included in this latest MIAC report. Did you see this MIAC document we talked about yesterday, Luke?
No, actually I haven't.
Bring it up on screen for me so I can just kind of go over it. This document says that if you're a supporter of Ron Paul, if you're a supporter of Chuck Baldwin, Bob Barr, Campaign for Liberty, the Libertarian Party, the Constitutional Party, if you pass out movies like America Freedom to Fascism, they list Zeitgeist, if you refer to the New World Order in a derogatory manner, then you're considered a terrorist. And there were like five separate kinds of American flags that they showed, that if somebody had an American flag bumper sticker like this, they may be a terrorist. If they talk about RFID chips, they may be a terrorist. North American Union, they may be a terrorist. And this was something that they were dispersing not only to the Missouri Police Department, but really nationally throughout our country. And they were using Homeland Security as a nexus point with intelligence agencies and other security apparatuses that were both public and private. I mean, this is one of the scariest documents I've ever seen. They even bring up Ruby Ridge, like Ruby Ridge and Waco, and then they bring up Oklahoma City, and they say, oh, all these cops are going to die. It's craziness, Luke. You really need to see this document. And they are scared to death. I mean, the ADL last week put Joe Bannister, somebody who worked for the IRS and then challenged the IRS on its practices, you know, found out that it was an illegal private organization that really had no legality in charging people, taking their federal income taxes from them. I mean, it was craziness to him. He wins in court, and now he's been demonized by the ADL along with Ted Gunderson and others. Meanwhile, Chuck Norris is out there now saying we should get rid of the IRS altogether, which I believe we should be doing. We should get rid of the IRS. It's a criminal organization for the globalist bankers to keep down the middle class and really create a servant class. There really won't be much of a middle class or an upper middle class when this is all done, when they really finish blowing out the economy and taking people's homes and lives. And we're seeing that right now, Luke. I mean, yeah. Are people starting to wake up right now? I mean, you were telling people, hey, the economy is really going to be in trouble, and now it is in trouble. Has that turned some heads?
Hey, man, there is no middle class. People are pissed off. The bankers are looting this economy like madmen, like they're all little Bernie Madoffs, and they're getting away with it. And people have a suspicion that something's going wrong. Something's not right here. It doesn't make sense that the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And talking to people just at, you know, Ground Zero every Saturday, 1:30, anybody could join us, or Times Square, 7 o'clock each Saturday, people, you know, don't really get the full picture of things, but when you communicate with them and show them the sources, you show them the documents, and you just talk to them about the bankers' bailout, the TARP, the $18.4 billion in Christmas bonuses that were just given out a couple weeks ago, and the corporate jets and all the banks buying banks instead of giving loans. People understand, and they're pissed off, and you know, they know something's going wrong. And that's why they're so afraid of action. They're so afraid of us because we're taking action and we're effective, and we affect the people that we reach out to, and we reach millions of people out there. And that's what it's about. That's what we have to continue doing, is talking to people, educating people. People are pissed off. And we, as a movement, collectively, we have to make sure that, unlike other countries, that we don't riot and we do this in a peaceful, civil disobedience way where nobody has to get hurt and the people don't fight each other. But instead of looking left and right, we're going to look up at that 1% that controls 80% of the world's wealth, and we're going to hold them accountable because those are the people who pulled the strings, not the Democrats or the Republicans. And people are slowly starting to see that exactly now with the Obama deception that's going on. I mean, he's making promises left and right that he came and keep no earmarks. Now we have to have earmarks, and you know, it's crazy. He says one thing and does another. People are slowly starting to see it.
Well, absolutely, and I hope more people wake up with the release of the Obama deception. But really, just the fact that, you know, you have Gordon Brown coming to this country talking about a global new deal, getting a standing ovation by our Congress. I mean, we're finding out that they're trying to. First of all, Obama has a large percentage of stock in Tamiflu, and now there's this new flu strain out there that's 98.5% resistant to it. So almost all the flu strain, it's all useless. They'll still inject people with it. Then Baxter gets caught a few weeks ago sending out this bird flu vaccination with two separate types of live bird flu virus and another type of live flu virus. Why don't you speak on that for a while?
I mean, they messed up. I mean, they got caught red-handed. We need to tell everybody that what happened with the bird flu. We need to educate as many people as we can because they're stuck. They know they messed up. They know people are getting angry. They know people, you know, are going to find out what really happened, and they're going to want to do something about it. And they're going to look for any answer they can, whether it's population control, spreading smoke, all those horrible, you know, diseases all throughout the world to reduce the population of the world, which they openly call for in their own documents, for God's sakes. You just got to read the damn things to see what's going on. And you know, we got to talk to people. We got to educate people. That's the key. And you know, that article that you guys put on InfoWars, you know, was it in the mainstream media in America? Was it on CNN? Was it there? Was it?
Well, actually, I'll tell you what. mainstream media actually broke that story on February 24th. Bloomberg did a story on it and did an update, and then it was gone. And I tried to look it up through Bloomberg and cash files, and it was, like, very well hidden. Now, it wasn't until February 27th that a Canadian newspaper picked it up. Once the Canadian newspaper picked it up, it was actually found in the Czech Republic. Then there were some foreign stories on it. After those foreign stories, it hit Blogger. I mentioned it to Jones. I started talking about it on my talk show. Jones called in. Immediately, Kurt and Paul did an article on it. And then as soon as, you know, InfoWars and Prison Planet picked it up, it was all over the alternative media. But other than that, you haven't seen – I mean, no mainstream outlets actually picked the story up. Bloomberg reported on it once. And, of course, they said, oh, it was a mistake. Oops, sorry.
Yep, and what did we get on our front pages of our newspapers? Rihanna and Octomom, for God's sakes. That should have been national. That should have been the front page of every newspaper in this damn country. But it's not. And you know what? People are, you know, everybody we talk to, whether they're supportive of Obama or they wanted McCain, they always say, we always ask them, do you think the media is lying to you? And every single person, almost, about 90%, say, yes, the media is lying to you. It's biased. They're not telling you the truth. And then, you know, we educate them. You got to go on the internet. You got to go on Infowars.com. You got to go on WeAreChange.org. You got to get educated. You got to see what's going on to see the larger picture of everything. And, you know, these websites, you know, our website is getting, you know, 22% more hits than we ever got before. So it's working. People are seeing that we're right continually. They're getting their information from the internet, and they're not depending on the media that keeps talking about how many babies Octomom had or what the hell she's doing or, you know, all these crazy things that we always hear about Alex Rodriguez and his steroids. They really want to know what's going on, and they're not getting the information that they need.
Yeah, that's infotainment. It's not really news. I mean, the Octomom thing is really only interesting in the fact that she had 8 babies inside of her, and that was, you know, really through this, you know, in vitro fertilization process. That was the news story. It isn't that this crazy lady had these babies and now she's trying to be a media whore and she's everywhere. Or who cares if Alex Rodriguez was shooting up steroids? Plenty of people were shooting up the juice. Let's be honest. Let's stop being children. That doesn't affect you or I, unless you're a compulsive gambler or sports fan, in which case you need to reevaluate your life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it is just absolutely insane to me. And like you were saying, you're cutting together some video now. You show people Ben Bernanke, who is the head of the Federal Reserve right now, the Federal Reserve's chairman. And you show people Thomas Jefferson, a man whose ideals are carried by patriots to this very day. And it's like, duh, duh. Yeah.
People are like, I don't know who that is. You know, I show them Ben Bernanke, and they're like, well, is that the new secretary of something? Or is that the new governor? Is that the blind governor of New York? I'm like, what are you talking about? No, no. That's the chairman of the Federal Reserve. And then we ask them, did you know that the Federal Reserve was a private bank? And they're like, no, no.
My head hurts. Well, you know what? Uh-huh. I got this article in front of me. I haven't gone over it yet. Court, tuna companies don't have to warn of mercury dangers. They lost this suit. There were state voters that said these consumer laws passed in 1986 where they were actually supposed to say, hey, if you've got a whole bunch of mercury in the tuna, you need to tell us. And they won. But now in 2004, you know, they still haven't implemented it 18 years later. And the judge just said, nah, don't worry about it. You know what? Mercury's good in the tuna. We're going to just overrule it. Get out of here. So you see, sometimes when we have victories, even small ones, Luke, they don't even let us win. They put the story out. They say they're going to change it. It's like when they said, oh, we're going to take the thimerosal out of the vaccinations. And all they did was give you a choice. If you said, hey, I'm not going to take the vaccination with thimerosal, they could special order a little bit, and then they would give you a shot like a week later. It's absolute ludicrous behavior. I mean, we need to grow up. We don't need to take shots with SV40, with bird flu, with mercury in them. Okay, we don't need to eat high fructose corn syrup that we find out half of it contains mercury. I mean, did you read that story? That's craziness.
You mean high fructose corn syrup in mercury and was mercury and fluoride in there?
I think so. I know it was definitely mercury. It was out of the Washington Post. They basically said half of the samples that they tested had high levels of mercury in it.
Not
well. Yeah, not a shock. I mean, not like the high fructose corn syrup isn't bad enough. Doesn't already create diabetes, isn't terrible for you. And then I have to watch these ads where, you know, the mom is watching their children eat a popsicle. And she's like, doesn't that have high fructose corn syrup in it? You're feeding your children that? And she's like, yeah. What are you, a conspiracy theorist? What's wrong with high fructose corn syrup? And the lady, all of a sudden, she doesn't know. She's like, I'm an idiot. And she's like, that's right. It's made of corn.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I saw those stupid commercials. I just started pulling my hair out when I saw that. I was like, what? It's ridiculous. I mean, I think one thing we have to do is we really need to get educated, but at the same time, we have to get organized. We can't, you know, we have so much power as individuals, and when we come together, our power magnifies, and we all agree on the same things. We don't want to be poisoned. We don't want mercury in our food. We don't want poison in our food that hurts us. We have to get smart, and we should start something like a coalition of, you know, products that we boycott, because even if we don't have to go out on the street and protest. We could have an economic boycott and not buy any of the hazardous chemicals and foods that they're feeding us. And we could actually make a huge thing where we could, you know, put out their information, educate people at the same time, and make a boycott of, an example, anything that has high fructose corn syrup in it, or the tuna company that you were just talking about with the mercury and the tuna. You know, we have power as individuals. We have to understand that, and we have to start using that as a collective body of people and really getting organized, and we could do anything we want. I mean, we could put these companies out of business, you know, with bad PR and not buying their crap.
Well, I hope that we can stand up against this tyranny, because when you look at it, it's like, you know, it's Tri-Union Seafoods, it's Chicken of the Sea, it's Del Monte, Maker Starkist, it's Bumblebee Seafoods, it's all the main corporations. It's all the companies that you're actually paying more for, you know, for that brand name. And you know that, you know, obviously there's high fructose corn syrup in Pepsi and Coke, and, you know, the new Pepsi logo piggybacks on Obama. Yeah, piggybacks on Obama's success, and it's hope we can drink down or some kind of ridiculous slogan. We really have just been so brainwashed, and people still just aren't getting it. You know why? Because they don't have the war in the news as much, Luke. You know, they're actually trying to play down what's happening in Iraq so they can redistribute forces into Afghanistan, so they can bring more NATO forces into the Middle East, so they can demonize Pakistan further. I mean, this is all happening right in front of our eyes. And they have openly admitted that they're going to have troops there until, in Iraq, combat troops, not like any troops there aren't combat troops, until the end of 2011. And then there's still going to be 50,000 troops even when they start their drawdown. So then they're going to hype up again in another election year that they're going to get out of Iraq. They're never leaving. They want a Eurasian Union. That doesn't mean they get to leave. That means they get to stick around for as long as they need to create their big Eurasian Union in the Middle East, so they can control yet another chunk of the world and bring about global government, and it sickens me.
It's all in the CFR documents. You just have to read them. I mean, why would they build permanent bases if they're not planning on staying? Of course they're going to be staying. That was the plan all along. We have army bases all over the world. Our empire is literally in all of the major countries around the world. And no way we're going to be leaving a very critical and important place like Iraq. Either they'll state something or they'll do something. But let me tell you, a new article just came out by AFP. It says that Obama actually is extending sanctions against Iran. That website, that new story is going to be on our website in a couple of minutes. So he's actually keeping with the same policies as George W. Bush against Iran. No surprise there.
No, none at all. In fact, there's another story out of Reuters right now, or Reuters, or whatever you want to say. You know, I'm getting a lot of flack for not pronouncing the news agency correctly. Here comes Hoosh. Reuters? Reuters? I feel like that's like Roto-Rooters. Anyway, they're reporting drone attacks in Pakistan. And, you know, we've been doing that for a while, but they're publicizing it more because they're trying to put, like, some kind of civil unrest in Pakistan. We just had those cricket inside job attacks. They definitely looked like, first of all, in those cricket attacks, the police got a warning the day before where it was going to happen, when it was going to happen, and who was going to do it. Okay, then everybody got away. Everybody got away, rather lackadaisically. Okay, and then they didn't kill any of the cricket players. They killed some of the police officers, not that they weren't trying. But then they moved on, and then they picked up a bunch of people the next day who had nothing to do with it. And yet, there's not anybody being charged with this yet. You know, and Then you look at the Mumbai attacks, and they trace the guy's cell phones back to Italy and the United States. You know, of course, they're creating civil unrest there so they have an excuse to put U.S. and NATO forces into Pakistan and have an even greater influence there, because that's the part of the region that they need to stabilize. They love what China's doing. They'll deal with Russia when they have to, after they've taken over the Middle East. I mean, this is truly a new world order, folks. We're going to take your calls in the next segment. The call-in line is 866-582, I think it's 9933? 9933? Yeah. It's 866-582-9933. Luke, you know, I'm calling. We had a caller call in earlier. You know, how do we do this? How do we get together? Can't we set a date? I'm saying July 4th this year. We should really try to get out massive info bombs all across the country. Let's take back, you know, Independence Day. Let's start handing out videos. Let's Infowars.com everywhere, PrisonPlanet.com, WeAreChange.org everywhere, and really make this the activist day of the Patriots this year, my friend.
I like that idea, actually. You know, we shouldn't wait for any day. We should do it every day. But in the meantime, we should plan something big. And I think July 4th, all over the country, just like and the Fed did by their Federal Reserves, we could do it in every major town and city, and we could give out free information, educate people, and reach out to the people. I think it'll be a great mobilization effort.
We're calling for it here at the Info Warrior, my friend. We're saying it. July 4th, Independence Day. Big time info bombs. We're going to be back with Luke Radowski taking your calls, 866-582-9933, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448. 4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
Final segment with Luke Radowski, founding member of WeAreChange.org. Started in New York City, went worldwide. Worldwide. And, I mean, there's We Are Change Ireland, who's went after Peter Powers. There's Luke himself, who got, you know, everybody from Z-Big to David Rockefeller. Really, most of the minions. You know, We Are Change California, also going after people like Bill Maher. Nobody's safe, Luke, and if they want to start a chapter, they can email dan@wearechange.org.
Yep, dan@wearechange.org. We'll try to help you as much as we can. We're going to organize you guys. We're going to have conference calls. We have so many projects. It's not even funny, man. Get involved. We need help. Get involved. We need all the help we could get, especially in New York City. We're working on so many great things that we're going to have out there that are going to shock people when we come out with them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a lot of people are always like, what can I do? How can I help? There's a lot of ways when you have the will to do so, you know. Don't wait for commands from headquarters. Make your own. You know, you make your own destiny. You guys can help on a level that you don't even understand. Listen, I used to be the guy sitting down watching documentaries, listening to radio shows. Now I'm the guy doing radio shows and making documentaries. It's not that difficult. I mean, if you believe in yourself, if you take the time to research this stuff, if you want to make a positive impact, if you're out there because you know this is life and death, this is about the survival of humanity and everything that's good, you too can make a difference. But you have to make that decision. You can't just sit back and go, how do I help? How do I help? There's a million ways out there to help, and Luke is here to tell you how to do it. Luke, it's just unbelievable how much. I mean, how old is your organization? It's less than 3 years old, is it not?
It's two years and a couple months.
2 years and a couple months, and in 2 years and a couple months, like I think you were telling me, you have 80 or 90 chapters that you know of. And again, why don't you just name off some of the places that around the globe where there are We Are Change chapters? Go for it.
Oh man, we have Amsterdam, Hawaii, Australia, Canada, Puerto Rico. Where else? Germany, France, Ireland, England, all over the United States.
Minnesota, LA, Colorado.
Ohio, Rhode Island and Boston Change just confronted Aaron Coulter and Bill Maher a couple days ago, so big shout out to them. They're working on the video right now.
Excellent.
Everybody's working hard around the country, so we're doing amazing things and nothing can stop us. Go ahead.
But by the way, Luke, they're on a little talk love fest. Aaron Coulter and Bill Maher, they're on this little tour where they're acting like, oh, we hate each other, but we love each other. It's the true left-right paradigm right in front of you, where they actually both twist the talking points and the truth to try to keep you in this same box of Democrat, Republican, two choices, red, blue, donkey, elephant, conservative, liberal, and that is not the true paradigm. The true top of the pyramid, okay, contains none of those people. It contains the elitists, the bankers, the corporate and global elite. And then they poop on us, and they disperse the orders to the minions that are our congressmen, our senators, our presidents, our secretaries of state. You know, it's just, we need to get past it. We need to grow up. We need to become adults. You know, it's time to put down the remote control. And I know a lot of you like professional wrestling out there, but we don't need professional wrestling politics. And that's what we've had for quite some time. It's driving me nuts.
That's exactly what it is. It's a huge show. It's a huge puppet show. It's a business. They're making money. That's all they care about. They're bought and sold for by the big owners of this huge corporation that we're living on, and their owners are the international elite. And we need to start seeing that and start seeing what's really happening and address the issues and go after them and fix the wrongs in this world. And we could do anything. Literally, I saw a little group here from nothing. We had nothing in New York City to grow to over 90 chapters worldwide that I know of. We could do anything we want. We changed laws. We sponsored bills. We helped first responders. We helped homeless people. You could do anything you want.
Thank you so much, Luke Radowski.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7.
Whoa, open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. Whoopee, we're all going to die. I sure hope we aren't all going to die. I hope we're not going to all go into camps. You know, last night after work, since I'm still working, I left. I went over to Dykes' place. I was writing a blog and really just expressed to him how much I hope that people do take action and that we do get these guys. Because, you know, after that document we covered yesterday and I blogged about MIAC, where they're saying, you know, you're a terrorist if you have a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker on there, or you're into the Constitutional Party, or how dare you be a member of Campaign for Liberty. Campaign for Liberty, an organization that's trying to take the government back for and by the people. That's not what's going on, son. It's all about NATO and NORTHCOM and the UN. Get used to it. And my jackboot up your ass. I mean, yo, who's like, oh, jeez. All right, I'm gonna get done with the ranting. I'm going to go to your calls. Listen, here's the deal. I go to your calls. I'm going to give you 30 to 60 seconds to make your point. We have loaded lines. I am not in the mood for any diatribes, any, you know, if you're going to make your point, you know. I mean, there's who's no bloodlines and stuff like that. Listen, make your point quick. If you've got a point to make, articulate it quickly. I can't go on for rambling and debating, you know, over and over points of minutia and ridiculousness. All right. I know Mark has been waiting for a long time, so we're going to go to Mark first. It's 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Mark, what's on your mind, my man?
Hey, Jason. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.
This is a point of fact. So there's okay. No argument. There's no potential for argument here. I just wanted to get this information to you.
Mm-hmm.
When Alex came out with that article last week, it really got my attention. I know it got your attention about the live bird flu virus and the vaccine in Austria.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, I called and gave Alex this information like the day after he had discovered it, the night before, I believe. Excuse me. And that information is... And Alex paid attention to me, and he knows about oregano oil and some other essential oils as far as their medicinal value, but oregano oil is special. And have you heard of Dr. Cass Ingram, who wrote a book called The Cure is in the Cupboard and gives you like 75 or so uses for oregano oil to actually cure illnesses very quickly and efficiently?
I've heard of the name. I've never heard of the book, but I know there's a ton of natural cures out there. It's just, you know, we're not doctors here. And one of the things that the medical industry will come after you for is if you quote unquote make claims that you can't back up. And there's a whole process where it's almost impossible for honest people who are offering natural cures to actually, you know, prove this point because the FDA doesn't want that. Continue.
Right. It was just discovered, reported Dr. Ingram within the last 2 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
Just discovered. Through university studies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll check it out. I mean, did you send the documentation? Yeah, go ahead.
You haven't. Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
That oil of oregano actually kills the deadly form of the bird flu virus as well as the Ebola virus. Okay. Now, if you'll leave me with your producer, just so you can have it on hand, I can give you Dr. Ingram's office number where you can at least leave a voicemail, if not talk to him directly.
Well, I'll tell you what, my producer isn't here because he actually produces both shows, so he isn't in during the night. But if you get at me on my MySpace.com/JasonBurns.
I'm not on the computer network, so sometimes there's no other way to do things. But is there any other way I can get this
You could probably fax it to us. I don't know what the fax number is. Listen, go to the Infowars.com. I know you can't go to Infowars.com. It's very hard for me to give you something. Listen,
I can
sir.
Call back soon and give the number to your producer. How about that?
All right, that sounds good, Mark.
Thank you, Jason.
All right, you got it. All right, let's go to Dominic in New Jersey. Dominic, what's on your mind?
Jason, hi.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I have a couple of quick questions for you. Today, I heard on news on Channel 47 about the eugenics that they're bringing back forced
All right,
hold on, Dominic. We're going to come back to you. We're going to talk about eugenics, forced sterilization, what the elite have been caught doing in the vaccinations. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is truer than eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it, whoops, ash it, whip. Batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through Copland, screaming, up the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order like a pack of rabid wolves. They lambs for the slaughter. Crush your man.
All right, folks, we are back. Like it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're taking your calls. We got Dominic, Michael, Ron, James, and others on the line. It's 866. I'm losing it, man. It's these long hours. 866-582-9933. Dominic, you're talking eugenics now. You said you saw something on a local newscast or something like that?
Yeah, on Channel 47, they were saying that they will be forcing people who are disabled, to be sterilized, and men will have to be even castrated. It sounds foolish when you think that they're thinking about doing away 80% of the population. Why going through this?
First of all, you got to do soft kill. First of all, okay. So, for instance, they got caught in Africa giving a lot of people malaria vaccinations. They sterilized over 100,000 people with that. Okay, then you have soft kill viruses like AIDS, bear infects people in the United States. There's a huge scare here. And then it goes into Europe. And then, of course, it's spread all throughout Africa. All right, those are soft kill mechanisms. Now, why would they do that to the disabled or whatever? So they can dehumanize us in order to do it to everybody. It's why there are one-child policies in China to make human life less valuable. So until they're ready to actually unleash – listen – I don't think they're killing 80% of us that anytime soon. Now, I don't know if that's a fact. I mean, obviously, I'm not on the inside, but I think they do it by two things, consent and conquest, these guys. All right? And they would rather have our consent first, let us do it, and that's why they're asking us for our consent. They're probably, it's a bill proposal, and, oh, we just can't let the disabled or the mentally challenged have children. We need to just take that right away from them. And then it's not just, you know, the mentally challenged and the disabled. Maybe if you have PTSD, or your gene pool is unfit, or, you know, the doctor says that you have a high rate of cancer or heart disease. Oh, he doesn't deserve to, you know, have children or bring children into this rule. So it's really a process of dehumanization. Alex covers it very well in Endgame. There will be a sequel, probably sooner rather than later, on eugenics. I thank you for the call, Dominic. I got to go to the next caller. Let's go to Michael in Canada. Michael, what's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to comment on what you guys say about the eugenicist people, but it's much deeper. They actually don't only make epidemics for people; they make ethno-specific epidemics.
All right, do you have your radio on? I've got a big echo. All right, hold on 1 second, Michael. All right, for instance, obviously, AIDS attacks African Americans more than it does white people. Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, it was engineered that way. I mean, you just look at how many people get infected. You look at sickle cell. You look at what these they did with the Tuskegee experiment. So yeah, yes, they do try to engineer them towards races. You know, usually towards minorities. The white man is still tops in this organization, or the Anglo man, or whatever, and they are less prone to get anything. So yeah, they do try to address it in these race specific regions. Go ahead.
But that's on the lower level. But on a higher level, like you guys often say, it's not about Republican or Democrat. It's not about black or white, even though it may appear that way. What it's really about is good and evil. That's the real war that's being fought at the core, right?
I agree.
So what you're saying that they want to wipe off the 80% of the population?
That's what they say, yeah.
The Bible speaks to that. It says one-third of the earth will perish in one day.
Yeah, but dude, here's the thing. I mean, that's biblical, and I try not to – listen, this is the reason I don't focus on the Bible. Obviously, some of the messages in the Bible are not word for word. They're metaphors. And a lot of the Bible has been infiltrated by these old pagan occultic religions, man. I mean, December 25th, it's the winter solstice, you know. So how reliable is the Bible? That's not to throw out prophecy. That's not to throw out the research of somebody like Tex Mars. I love what he does. But at the same time, this is a news show. So it's like I can't get into biblical prophecy as any kind of evidence of anything. You hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Where my position is on that? Go ahead.
But you can. I'm not saying that that's the reason it's true, but you can use different facts. Like you can use archaeology, the Bible. You can use all the different angles to support the truth. And the Bible has been scrambled, but just like you unscramble the signal for your television, you can unscramble the Bible as well. Put it in chronological order. Find the original translation, and you can find the truth.
Yeah, but hold on. Even the original translation, I mean, are we really talking Garden of Eden, snake, Adam and Eve, rib talk? I mean, I think a lot of these things are really allegories and metaphors. Michael, I thank you for the call. We got to jump to the next caller. We got loaded lines, 866-582-9933. Let's go to Ron in Colorado. Ron, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. Do we got Ron, or did you drop?
That's involved with eugenics. I've done research in Columbine ever since it happened. I'm close friends with the families of the dead and injured.
Mm-hmm.
And we discovered there was some pedophilia activity going on in our sheriff's department. And in the research, we learned that there was a lady, Judy Chase, whose husband, David Chase, died when they were in the process of adopting twins. And they learned that this was a pattern and that we had learned that there was a baby-selling operation going on inside the county.
No, wait, how does this relate to the Columbine massacres?
Well, the two boys that did the shooting.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. I know parents both worked for government agencies. They had some, you know, I think they even worked in upstate New York, down in Long Island at one time, near Montauk or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And we also noticed that there were some funny things about the campus of Columbine. where they were doing death education and other mind control types of things to try to separate the kids from the parents, mainly in religious areas. And we even noticed that in the writings of the boys that Harris, they were starting to call themselves gods and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so they went on to kill, and doing that, we noticed that there was a spin doctor involved that tried to make it sound like it was all about the campus of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we went beyond the campus and discovered that Harris had drawn a picture the night of his arrest, and it looked like a cop molesting a kid. So then we found that in the police files.
Mm-hmm.
And they labeled it walshbuttrape.txt, which is the name of the arresting officer, is Tim Walsh.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on to find out from this Judy Chase, and you can find her by just writing in or Googling Judy Chase Amber Alert and read her story. And she was the one, her husband got found stripped and dead in Bear Creek, which is outside of Evergreen, or run through Evergreen, actually.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, I'll check into this. I know that you can get, and I thank you for the call, you can get a lot of the police documents that are declassified offline. And really what screams to me, you know, other than these guys were on psychotropic drugs and all the other stuff, screams to me that there is something more to the whole Columbine situation, is that they found a lot of pipe bombs. I think hundreds of pipe bombs. One that was, I think they even reported was like 10,000 pounds. And I may be wrong on that one, but I remember they found an enormous pipe bomb down in the, or some kind of a bomb explosive device down in the basement, that it would have been impossible for them to get in there. And they found bombs all throughout the school. They were all drugged up. On top of that, the ballistics didn't match their guns on some of the kids that got killed. They were actually SWAT team members. I'm not saying they killed those kids on purpose. I'm saying that, you know, there's a lot more to that story. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to James in Vermont. James, what's on your mind?
Jason?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey. I just wanted to tell everyone, go out there and get involved. Go out there and posters of 9/11 truth. Burn Alex's films. Make your own films. Just go out there and tell people. Hand out free videos. Just do whatever you can.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Anything else, brother? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to compliment on Dead to Car. It was either Eric Harris or Darren Kiva. One of their dads were in the Air Force Base, and that was over here in Plattsburgh, New York.
That's right. It was Plattsburgh, not Montauk. Yeah, that's correct. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Yeah, both of their parents were heavily involved in the military.
All right. Well, you're doing a good job, Jason. Take care.
All right. Thanks, James. All right. Let's go to Andrew in Texas. Andrew, what's on your mind, man?
First of all, I wanted to go ahead and say something to that caller Michael a while back when he's talking about the Bible and takes on scrambling.
Okay.
You know, I remember Jehovah's Witnesses were showing me in the Bible one time that it's the humble people's eyes that will be open to go ahead and understand the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But today I ended up seeing the Obama Deception. I thought it was a good movie. But I am Googling some scriptures because of also what they showed me. And I think it was in Matthew 24, 7 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
Because it talks about, you know, in the critical times, hard to deal with. There will be reports of wars and food shortages, and because the end says, and then the end will be near. And I just found that so interesting that, you know, in that movie, because the end talks about all of that, and that's Obama's plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, all right, and we got to let you go because, again, these echoes on some of these phones have been crazy tonight. I don't know if that's on our end or whatever. Sorry about that, but thank you for the call. Look, I'm not a big doom and gloom, Armageddon is coming kind of guy. You know, we've had food shortages before. We've had wars before. We've had talks of wars before. You know, the Bible speaks of many antichrists, if you believe that sort of thing. So, you know, I'm not willing to throw in the towel yet. And there's a lot of people that do read that and they go, Romans 13, lay down and you're going to be saved. That's the wrong attitude to have. We need to fight these guys tooth and nail no matter what religion you're a part of. And, you know, the Obama deception just really goes over what his plan is. And it's not a good plan, whether you believe in the Bible or not. You know, whether you believe these are end times or not. Obama's administration's plan is not a good one. It's bad news for all of us. It's extreme. It's and people are gonna suck it up because it's really well disguised. It's been disguised in pop culture now the last 4 years. We're gonna continue to take your calls. It's theinfowarrior.com. If you'd like to read my little Bobby Bloggins, You can see me live right now over at prisonplanet.tv or listen to me live at gcnlive.com. We'll be back after this with your calls.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we're going to keep taking your calls. Let's see, who are we on? Were we still with Andrew, or did he drop? Were we still with Andrew? We're going to Todd. That's what I thought. Okay, let's go to Todd in California. Todd, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Actually, I'm from New York originally, so from Long Island. How you doing?
Strong Island?
Where are you from?
I'm an upstate guy. I'm from, you probably wouldn't know the town. It's from Fort Plain. But I actually grew up in Dutchess County, so I wasn't that far away from the city when I was a kid.
Cool,
and yeah, and then I'm around Albany when I go back home.
Yeah, actually, I was Albany. I had a client there. But so I've been out in California since 2001. But great. You did the Loose Change, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Awesome, dude. Very powerful. The reason why I was calling is, you know, I'm a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, so supporting you and the boys at InfoWars. And, you know, I watched the Obama deception yesterday online.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, cool, awesome, great, you know, speaks the truth. So I start, you know, spreading the word, do my little Facebook page. And, you know, I went to Google Video, and some people posted it for free. I'm not sure if you guys did it. But it's weird. You look, you go to Google Video, and someone posted it for free, and the first picture you see is some it looks like African people with guns, and I'm like, I didn't see that in the movie.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, you can associate right any kind of still frame. I have not checked out how many people have uploaded on Google Video. I saw there's like probably like 3 or 4 dozen people that have uploaded the whole movie onto YouTube.
Yeah, the whole movie's up there, but I added it to Facebook, and I was like, okay, ooh, you can play it from Facebook. And it was like the still of these this African army with guns. I'm like, I didn't see that in the movie. I'm like, did someone put that in there? I mean, do you remember seeing that?
No, I don't remember seeing that, even as a still frame that was really quick. Definitely going to have to look into it. We hope that people, you know, that's a dirty trick. But you know what? So is getting on the message boards and acting like a racist. And so is getting on the message
boards.
That's
what I thought. I said, oh, my God, is someone setting that up? So I'm like trying to give disinformation because I'm sharing with my friends and they see that and they're like, oh, it's like a racist thing. I'm like, no way. And the movie starts out, it's nothing like that. I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, like I'll definitely look into it, man. You know there's snakes everywhere, man. Thank you so much for the call. Thanks for the warning. All right, let's jump to Anita in Texas. Anita, what's on your mind?
Hi, Jason.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I just wanted to say I'm kind of new to this whole thing. My brother has been talking about it for years and showing us tapes and everything. And just this past, and I thought it was crazy, you know, like a lot of people now that I'm saying it to thinks I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But just this past year, I've read the Bible for, a year. I've read the Bible through. And that, related to this, makes me see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering, have you ever read the Bible through?
Yeah, well, absolutely, absolutely. Like, actually, you know, I don't talk about it a lot, but I grew up Christian, and I would be in church with my mom on every weekend, and then my parents split up, and I actually, on the weekends, my dad ended up dating this pastor's daughter. So on the weekends, I would stay in a church, and I would have to go to both Sunday school and sit in the front row of church every weekend. So I grew up Christian, and I even did the retreats and everything else, and I think it's a great religion. However, I think that a lot of people, you know, just accept verbatim what their preachers say. They treat it kind of cult-like at times. And then on top of that, they're very hypocritical. And really what really turned me off about just the whole religion thing in general is that the absolute air of we're correct no matter what. And I think to myself, well, you know, I don't think every Hindu is burning in hell. I don't think every Muslim is burning in hell, especially people like Gandhi and whatnot. And, you know, I don't come down on people for being religious. In fact, probably the book that I read the most times, and I read it quite a few times as a kid and quite a few times as an adult, is obviously Revelations. I find it fascinating. I think that it's incredibly relevant to these times, but at the same time, you know, I have to look at it in perspective and say, you know, this was written so many thousands of years ago. It gets, in my opinion, a lot of things wrong when I talk about it, you know, amalgamating, you know, pagan dates into the religion, you know, Easter, even as the, you know, rebirth of Christ, it has a lot of similarities to the rise and the fall of the sun in the I believe it's the summer solstice, sun worship and that sort of thing. And then you look at the dates and even, again, Easter, you look at the idea of painted eggs and the Easter bunny, and that also comes from paganism. So, you know, I think Tex Mars and his work is great. I just see where people get turned off, but I can see where you would be turned on if you do go to church every day. You know, Alex Jones and his material is great. Bringing up the religious aspects is really good to reach out to people. I just don't, you know, to get to my generation, I think that you kind of have to go outside that, but let people know to check into it as well. I thank you for the call, Anita. You know, I think religion overall can be a very good thing, but I see a lot of people still thinking the Bush family are Christians, and that's just not the way it is. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F word, food. Food, the F word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Men standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus comes, are they gonna be saved?
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And, you know, finishing up on that last caller before we go to Joanne, Mark, James, and others. One of the ways I do reach out to people that I can just tell off the bat are Christians or religious, you know, because, for instance, I was out in California last year and we were doing this Boston Tea Party thing. Every time, who's just like, every time I say I was in this state or that state, who's just like, you've been everywhere. Anyway, I'm in California. We're in San Francisco, actually. And, we're going by the bay and we're about to do this, you know, Boston Tea Party type thing. And this couple walks up to me. And they start talking about, you know, who the Christian candidate is for the Republican Party. And I said to them, I go, so you guys are Christians? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I really, this is when they were trying to push Huckabee, you know, the huckster. Oh, Huckabee, he's a good, I think Huckabee wants to do good things. I go, Ron Paul is the real Christian. He's the real deal. I'm like, he's a practicing Christian. He actually believes in those morals. He has a family. He's never cheated on his wife. He's a doctor. He does charity work. He's against the Federal Reserve banking system. He's for liberty. He's for the Constitution. But I kept going on and on and on. And then I asked them, I said, well, do you really think that George Bush is a Christian? And this is how I bring religion into it. And they say, well, you know, I think that he's made some bad decisions, but he really does think that he, you know, he's doing God's work. And then I explained to them about the Bohemian Grove, and they're like, well, I think I'd know about that. And I said, oh, would you? And I start talking about Moloch, and they're familiar with Moloch and what Moloch is. Oh, wait, you mean the Canaanite deity that they'd sacrifice children to? I'm like, yes, the Canaanite deity that they sacrifice children to. Correct. And I tell them about the ritual, cremation of care, where they can find it. All of a sudden, I have really got their attention. And we talked for a long time. So, you know, that can always be a positive avenue for me. And I suggest to Anita, who's telling me that she's telling her friends this stuff and they're laughing at her. Well, if your friends are religious, that's a good aspect to get into. Show them the pictures of the Bush family speaking at cremation of care posted in their own annals. Show them the ritual of the cremation of care. I mean, it's all right. We're going to keep taking your calls. Driving me nuts. Let's go to Joanne in Canada. Joanne, what's on your mind?
Wondered if you'd heard of the blue and the red list.
Those are the lists that FEMA and the United States government, really, it looks like world government has for those that, actually, I think it's supposed to be red, blue, and then there's a separate category for, yes, the yellow list. Yellow would be mid-range threat. Obviously, red would be us. Myself, yourself, for listening to this program, anybody apparently who has a Ron Paul 08 bumper sticker as the MIAC document that did you see the new document we covered yesterday?
No.
Oh, you need to listen. It's out of the Missouri Information Analysis Center, and it literally is a 12-page document where it says if you have one of five separate United States bumper stickers, you're a terrorist. If you support the Constitution Party, Campaign for Liberty, the Libertarian Movement, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, you're anti-government. If you speak of the New World Order, which apparently now exists in a derogatory manner, you're a terrorist. You know, it goes on and on and on. If you hand out films like Zeitgeist or America Freedom to Fascism, you're a terrorist. Please go to Infowars.com and check out that document. It's absolutely unbelievable. But the list that she's referring to are supposed roundup lists. You know, this right. is something Tex Mars has talked about for years and years and years, that they will come in the dead of night and they will round people up, and some people will go to camps. Others will be just killed, you know, much like the Nazis did after the Reichstag fire. People don't understand. The Nazis didn't just go after, quote-unquote, the Jews, okay? They started off with the communist threat. They were the big enemies. They went out after the Reichstag fire, rounded up a bunch of communists, executed them on sight because they were in opposition to them. Then they slowly said, well, you know, these Jews, these gypsies, the mentally ill, people who didn't have jobs, they all need to be rounded up and go into work camps. And then they would put the propaganda out to everybody that these camps were helping people in this detrimental time of war and when the economy was bad. And don't think they won't pull it again. And I pray to God that they don't ever come and, you know, these lists come into fruition. But we do need to be aware of them, Joanne.
Right. And then the camps. Have you heard of Larry McGuire?
I haven't heard of Larry McGuire.
Okay. Larry McGuire I've heard him before I ever got on to Alex Jones, because I've only been, like, listening to you guys for about a month.
Okay.
Larry McGuire is another fella. He's more based. He's a Christian, but he comes with all of this about the blue and the red. But he has a list of the camps in the United States.
Well, we've published them too. I mean, we haven't published the Canadian list, as far as I know, but we've published U.S. list. We actually printed out the document from 2005 that's declassified for the civilian internment army camps. And where they are and how they're going to be used. And then you find out that Obama wants this civilian military force to complement the army. And, you know, we used to have the National Guard in this country come in if there was a natural disaster, if there was some kind of a national emergency inside the country. That's what they're for. But they're ending that. They're ending posse comitatus. They want troops on the streets everywhere. They've hired people that are religious. I warn you, they've hired a lot of your clergy to take you into the camps. Jones reported on this about 18 months ago, maybe even 2 years ago. It's called the clergy response teams. And now that is mainstream news. Be very, very wary. I thank you for the call, Joanne. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Good. I wanted to comment about Webster Tarpley's observation the other day. He said that the economic system was at threat to collapse if the derivatives were not nullified.
Mm-hmm.
If the derivative contracts were nullified, then that would jeopardize all other forms of contract law.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that your team needs to ask a lawyer about. What legal consequences would there be to nullifying derivatives contracts? And the other thing is, like, the compensation for the executives at the banks and other corporations, those were negotiated compensation that was negotiated before the crash, and when the bailouts went out, the first thing they did was to fulfill those contracts.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, let's just say this. Obama said that he was going to put a cap on these guys. I'll let you speak in a second. When Obama said he was going to put a cap on these bankers, he put a cap on the small banks. All the big banks got to keep their salaries, got to keep their bonuses. I mean, it's just a hijacking right out in the open. Go ahead.
Isn't it beautiful? The other thing I wanted to talk about was the Obama deception film, which I thought was really good, particularly the second half.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the second half was rich. The first half was
maybe a refresher course for somebody that's awake, correct?
Yeah. The other impression that I got was that if you showed this film to someone who was not familiar with Alex Jones and other, shall I call them activists?
Mm-hmm.
Then the first thing such a person would say, "Oh, this is conspiracy theory," and just reject the whole film. And so my suggestion would be, if when you come out with your next film, try to focus on a film that comes in softly and gently to bring in the new crowd.
No, I agree.
My mother is 74, and this is not a film I could show my mother.
All right, man. I thank you for the call. I mean, some people dig it. Some people think that they can show it to other people. Some people, you know, obviously might be a little more reserved. I mean, I've always tried to have that kind of style to bring others in. I mean, that's why I did Fabled Enemies. You know, different strokes for different folks, my friends. I've talked to a couple of my friends that have already seen it, and, they expressed, they didn't like this part, or they thought this part might have been a little too over the top. But overall, again, high quality graphics, really opening eyes. I mean, we had a caller call in last night and says, I've been watching these Alex Jones documentaries for quite some time now. This is the first one that I'm going to burn 3,000 copies of and hand out. So, I do think it keeps it nonpartisan. Obviously Alex is going to be in the picture. And if you're not, I remember the first time I saw Alex Jones. I couldn't believe it either. He definitely has that personality that's memorable, though, and might maybe bring people in. All right. Let's go to James in Pennsylvania. James, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, good to talk to you again. I think I love that 4th of July idea, and I really think we should start pushing that, have Alex push it, maybe try and get the Restore the Republic type of guys who aren't quite in the New World Order and the Fed type of people to do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we should all – listen, if we can agree on one thing, it's that all of our patriot organizations should be able to do something on July 4th, whether that be educating people about the Federal Reserve, educating people about the actual Obama administration, who's behind it, educating people about, 9/11, educating people about the vaccinations. If people want a nexus point, Independence Day can be that nexus point. I think we can agree on that, and I'm going to be pushing it. Maybe somebody out there can help me put together a website, a MySpace page. I need help. I do a 3-hour radio show every day. I'm in here really early. I'm working on another movie. I mean, I don't want to look like Alex Jones in 5 years. I want to keep my youthful good looks. So I need a little help. Call me vain. So let's do it. Let's pump it out there. There's a lot of talented people out there that are itching to do something. July 4th.
Hey, well, everyone goes to use the fireworks that day. My idea was everyone brings 100, 200 DVDs. Flyers, maybe, with like pamphlets and summaries, and Facebook, MySpace. I'm going to start a Facebook group tomorrow, 4th of July, Independence Day for our truthers or something like that.
Yeah, well, how about we call it the Info Warrior Independence? That way all the little info warriors can go out there and whatever topic, whatever subject they want to cover, that's fine with us. Let's just keep our name out of it if you want to be anti-Semitic or racial or be ridiculous. I'm sure the COINTELPRO are frothing at the mouth to try to discredit us like they did to the Black Panther Party when they sent out these comic books, these just like unbelievably racist comic books of, you know, stereotypes of black people killing white people, raping them. I mean, these people are disgusting, folks. So let's take the power back. I mean, they're putting out documents that saying, you support Ron Paul? You're a terrorist. You know, you think that Oklahoma City is a conspiracy? Terrorist. You don't like what the Federal Reserve is doing? Terrorist. So let's get out there. 4th of July. That's what I'm talking about. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Phil in Texas. Phil, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
You're doing a good job. Keep it up. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, man.
Okay, I've got a dilemma here.
Okay.
Between you and Alex.
All right.
I have a big announcement. If I can prove to you or to somebody that Barack is the Antichrist...
Well, here's the deal, man.
Should I give that information to you or Alex?
I would say you'd want to give it to Aaron at Infowars.com or try to give it to Alex, because I'm not even, you know, convinced that an Antichrist does exist, man. I mean, maybe.
Okay.
Or what is it? Is it an allegory for something? Is it just an evil person? Are there many Antichrists? Is this the guy who's supposed to bring in global order, you know, be the one world dictator? Listen, I think that this guy is the front man for the North American Union and the collapse of the dollar and to bring in the next phase of whatever financial control they want. I do not know if he is the Antichrist. I know I had a caller, I think, last week saying, you know, according to astrology, this guy was the Antichrist. Who knows? You know, I don't even know if it exists. You know what I'm saying, Phil?
Okay, are you familiar with the Bible, Revelation chapter 13?
I'm not sure about chapter 13, but I've read, obviously, all the Revelations, and I know that, you know, the beast is, what is it, he comes out of the dragon's mouth or whatever after the dragon is slain? Is that the deal? I know.
Yeah,
go ahead.
If you go ahead and read Revelation chapter 13, I'm not a Bible scholar, but it says that who has the wisdom to figure this puzzle out? Count the number of the beast, because the number of the man equals 666, something like that.
Yeah, no, and then that in the following verse it says that no man will be able to buy, sell, or trade without that mark. And then it says, I believe it starts talking about how the elite really control things behind the scene and pose as Christians and are not. I mean, it's an interesting read. I'll give you that, Phil. I thank you for the call.
Wait,
but I just can't get down, guys. I'm sorry. First of all, you know, there's all these people that have made, oh, the world is going to end in 2000, or the Antichrist will come in 2000, or the Y2K thing was going to happen, or, you know, I just don't make predictions like that. I make predictions that I can base on, you know, mainstream news reports, trends. In fact, speaking of trends, we're going to have Gerald Celente on tomorrow night, which is very exciting going into the weekend. And Gerald Celente, obviously, in the Obama deception, if anybody's seen it, we're getting a lot of calls. If you didn't know, if you're somehow in the dark over at PrisonPlanet.tv and GCN Live, the Obama deception is out there. You can get it in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for only $6 a month. You know, why don't we run a teaser trailer to end it in the next segment, guys? Let's run teaser 2. Give people a little Obama taste. I mean, it's important this movie gets out there. You know, I mean, again, everybody's going to have different opinions about it, but overall, the information in this film is tremendous. It really breaks down who people are. You know, we had the one caller saying, well, you know, I'm not sure about the first half of the film. And the first half is heavy on the Bilderberg group, Alex and others confronting them. Okay, not super heavy, but it's in there. Now, I had another caller tonight saying that was his favorite part of the film. You know, I really like how you guys expose the Bilderberg group, who they are, really explain to people. So, to me, it's these different types of media, these different films, these different radio programs that can really reach out to different voices, different beliefs. And I don't like to pigeonhole myself into this belief or that belief, and I'm always willing to hear somebody else's opinion on something that's relevant. You know, it's just, where do I go with some of this stuff? I mean, obviously it's up to, you know, us to decide what's real and what's not, what's important, what's not. But I know that we can all come together on the 4th of July with these patriot issues. Got a minute till break. Your cell phone as a wallet. I really alluded to this way earlier in the show, but this really caught me after somebody called in and talked about how in South Korea, a lot of people are using their cell phone as an ATM card, as basically their cashless society control grid. In many countries, the cell phone has become the new wallet. Forget cash, checks, or plastic. In places like Japan and Finland, consumers can pay for train rides or even merchandise with a wave of their phones or via a text message. Then there's the U.S. The mobile phone has yet to become a tool for payment here, largely because the different players in mobile payment ecosystem, wireless operators, banks, credit card companies, and software providers, have tended to squabble over how to divide the fees from such transaction. Now one promising upstart, see they're bringing it in, promising upstart, okay, thinks it's cracked the code. Paymo, a two-year-old mobile payment network, says it has forged deals with, get this, AT&T, Fortune 500, of course, T-Mobile, Cellular One, and Virgin Mobile. Okay? So it doesn't have Verizon yet, but it's got, and Sprint, but it's got the other main carriers, and they'll probably come out with something else. So really, within the next 6 months to a year, you're really going to see it, folks, the cashless society control grid via your cell phone. It's not bad enough that, you know, it has a GPS tracker in it, that they can hear everything you say unless you take the battery out of it, whether it's on or not. That's right, turn it off, it doesn't matter. It still acts as a bugging device. Now you'll be able to have all your transactions through it. It's going to be great when it's in your brain, isn't it? It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back. Trailer from the Obama deception, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most moldy vitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is now.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Final segment. I want to play this alternate trailer to the Obama deception. If you haven't seen it and you haven't gotten a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, now's the time. Hit the trailer.
Obama is notoriously a liar.
We need to go.
to where the real architecture of government is, and it's not in a president.
Wall Street has hijacked Washington in broad daylight.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
The elite are using Obama to pacify the public so they can usher in the North American Union by stealth, launch a new Cold War, and continue the occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan.
The globalists are outside all the nations. That gives them safety, and they play countries off against each other.
You've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way.
What they're doing is using the existence of the United States to act out their Wall Street fantasies of world domination and maintaining their capital structures and maintaining their system of looting.
The fight that this country has been waging since its inception is for the central bankers not to take over the country.
President Barack Obama is only the tool of a larger agenda.
Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others have a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama was publicly criticizing the North American Free Trade Agreement in a bid for votes, but privately telling Canadian officials not to worry about it.
If you talk to our generals, they are desperate for is a civilian counterpart to our military force.
What do you call this thing where you get this false sense of gratification, but because a black man is in office, everything's going to be all right? No, everything's not going to be all right.
So I know how unpopular it is to be seen as helping banks right now, especially when everyone is suffering in part from their bad decisions. I promise you, I get it.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, folks, we're going to take one last caller. Let's go to Scott in Texas who wants to talk Obama deception. Scott, you got about a minute.
Hey, comment. I just want to know, if I make a valid point, are you going to hang up on me?
No, we got 2 minutes. Go for it, man.
I know, but my question is that everyone's talking about Obama this, Obama that, our president, the last president who was never a Christian, says he was, and you're talking about text marks, slamming the Bible, this and that, and then you talk about how you pray to God. What God are you praying to?
When I say I pray to God, listen, man, when I say I pray to God, it means my best wishes, my hopes. Do I actually get on my knees and pray to a deity? I'm afraid I don't. All right. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm just asking a question. I just want an answer. I'm a very, very involved person who knows the 9/11 was an inside job. Government has been always sponsored terrorism. But we have to understand one thing. Are you familiar with the Illuminati and who created it?
Yeah, I know about Adam Weishaupt. I know how he takes the Luciferian doctrines. I know all about that stuff, man.
Exactly. So we're talking about a one-world government, one-world religion. What religion are they going to push into the one-world government when it comes? What is it? Who is the one that Ron Paul said that he praises? And that was John Paul II. He praised him, and he gave him glory.
When was this? John Paul II.
That is documented facts. Ron Paul is not a Christian. George Bush Jr. is not a Christian. None of the Bushes are Christians.
Well, I'll agree with you. Hold on, man. I'll agree with you on the Bushes not being Christians, but show me the information where you say that Ron Paul praises St. John too, you said?
Yes, sir. I can email that information to you if you'd like.
I got a MySpace, brother. I got a MySpace. You can always send it to me. All right, folks. We always end controversially here at the Info Warrior. Remember, InfoWarrior.com. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back tomorrow, 9 to midnight Central. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com.
Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.